Shawn Mendes, Camila Cabello on Kiss 95.7. Haven't heard much from the two of them lately. Makes me wonder what's going on. Because in the beginning, remember in March, and they were quarantining and posting cute little videos of themselves singing together, and they were so in love, and you thought, oh, there's going to be a baby or a marriage soon. But now it's quiet.
Yeah.
I wonder why. Mm-hmm. Anyway, that's just me working overtime in my crazy head. Partly sunny today. It is the first day of fall. Temperatures in the low 70s.
It feels like fall out there.
And just like that, it's fall.
It really is.
Oh, my gosh. I know it does feel like heat on again this morning. But here's the thing with this time of year. If you go to work like we do early in the morning, you are bundling up. You've got boots. You've got a jacket. It's cold. You're like, is that frost on my windshield?
Right.
And then we get out of work. And you're like, oh, my God, I'm sweating. It's so
sweating
hot.
Yesterday.
Let's go to the beach.
You know, it's funny. True. Yesterday, I was sitting in the studio, and I was like, you know what? Today's going to be a crock pot day.
Yes.
And I got out of work, and like, I went and picked up, like, you know, some pulled pork for the old crock pot.
Oh, Jeff, we're so alike. I did the same thing.
Oh, really?
Boneless pork roast.
I had the windows open, and I had the crock pot, and all of a sudden I started sweating. I was wearing pants and a hoodie, and I'm like, it's not crock pot season yet.
I will say the good news is the three of us, our pants fit.
Yeah.
Right? We're wearing pants. Yes. They fit.
These are the only pants that fit for me.
Oh, those
yeah,
those
these are the
big
ones
pants
that were in the bottom of the drawer that were just too big for me last year.
Now
they fit just right.
I'm guessing since today is the first official first day of fall that Gavin's house is already decorated. Wait, he's got a tree. You've got a tree. He and Kelly keep a tree up, like a Christmas tree up year-round, and then they decorate it each season.
Yeah, it's in our bedroom. It's probably like 3 feet tall. It's like one of those little ones that you plug in the lights. And so it was summer. It was the summer tree, you know, for the last 3 months. It had, you know, shells and, you know, whatever on there. And then magically, overnight, it turned into the autumn tree.
Oh, God.
I go into the bedroom. Oh, yeah. It's an autumn. It's not a fall tree.
Oh, my God.
It's
oh,
an autumn tree. Walmart,
I see
Jeff.
A photo right here on his computer.
Oh, It's got nice leaves on it. It's got acorns. It's got a giant orange bow on the top. It really brings in the fall season.
It's almost like the pumpkin spice fairy, like, threw up fall over your house.
All over the house.
Oh, it's beautiful, though. Beautiful. If you want to decorate for fall, can you put that on our page?
Yeah, I'll put it up, yeah.
All right, so if you want to check that out, first official day of fall, to give you a little inspiration, check out Gavin's wife, Kelly's fall tree. It's on the Courtney and Kiss in the Morning Facebook page. All the hits, Kiss 95.7, Courtney and Kiss in the Morning, Post Malone, Better Now, 626, first day of fall, partly sunny temps, though, in the low 70s. Time for Walmart Jeff's Junk.
Yeah, and a good amount of parents are letting their kids still do this. Would you guys like to take a guess?
All right, I'm going to say play video games.
Ooh. Ah, video games, yeah. My son's big into, like, Minecraft right now. He's 6 years old. He loves his video games. Gavin, would you like to take a guess?
I was thinking video games. I'm going to go with have a sleepover at the neighbor's house.
52% of people are letting, 52% of parents are allowing their kids to still do sleepovers.
Ah.
I fall into that 52%.
Do you?
Yeah, you got it, man. I mean, you really got to trust your circle of people that you're with, and you got to know and trust the other families and stuff like that. But these kids, man, they really need to interact and socialize. Courtney's rolling her eyes.
I'm rolling my eyes because I'm ready for a sleepover, not just the kids. Like, if I could get my girlfriend Sue just to come over and we could have a slumber party, I'd be so happy.
Yeah, so, I mean, we're still letting our daughter sleep at, you know, certain people's houses. There's, like, one or two friends that we absolutely trust.
Okay.
Parents are also letting their kids play sports.
Yeah,
yep,
which
course.
My daughter does dance still. It was Zoom. It was over Zoom. Now it's actually in studio.
Oh, okay.
And my son is doing soccer, man. You got to get these kids back to normal, but you got to be safe about doing
but
it.
But I also feel like people are maxed out. Let's be honest. The parents are like, yes, take the kid
just
for a couple hours to play whatever they got to play.
Last night I popped a bottle of champagne because I got an email from my kid's school saying, you know, if things are going well, school will be back in session fully on October 5th. So even though it wasn't anything set in stone, I still popped a bottle of champagne just because that was the best news ever.
Exactly. Hey, listen, if you're getting the kids ready for school, even if you're homeschooling, you know, you can listen to us on your smart speaker. Super easy. Just say Alexa or Google. Play Kiss 95.7 on iHeartRadio. All the hits, Kiss 95.7, Courtney and Kiss in the Morning, 6:39. Time for Hollywood. Lots of it for you this morning. Sharon Osbourne in quarantine after her 3-year-old granddaughter came down with COVID-19. While remotely co-hosting yesterday's episode of The Talk, she explained while she was at home.
Unfortunately, one of my granddaughters has come down with COVID. Okay. She's okay. Yeah. She's doing good. I don't have it. Mm-hmm. Her daddy doesn't have it. Her mummy doesn't have it. Her sisters don't. It just goes to show you she's 3 years of age that children can get COVID.
That's horrifying. And then, of course, the baby was around Sharon and Ozzy and their family. So everybody's kind of in quarantine again.
If there's one family that can survive a virus, a bacteria, an infection, or something, it is the Osbournes.
You're right. Absolutely. Ellen DeGeneres returned to her talk show yesterday, and she finally addressed the controversy surrounding her.
As you may have heard, this summer there were allegations of a toxic work environment at our show. I learned that things happened here that never should have happened. I take that very seriously, and I want to say I am so sorry to the people who were affected. This is the Ellen DeGeneres Show. I am Ellen DeGeneres. We have made the necessary changes, and today we are starting a new chapter.
She's been inundated with allegations from creating that toxic work environment to being mean to her guests. And I love Ellen, but sometimes I'm uncomfortable the way she goes at her guests when they don't want to talk about, are you pregnant? Or I can't remember who it was she made drink.
Mariah Carey.
She made Mariah Carey drink champagne to prove she wasn't pregnant. And at the time, Mariah was pregnant. Very uncomfortable. You can see her apology on our blog. And Kelly Clarkson back on the set of her talk show. And the first thing she did is address her divorce.
2020 has brought a lot of change also to my personal life. Definitely didn't see anything coming that came. But what I'm dealing with is hard because it involves more than just my heart. It involves a lot of little hearts. You know, we have four kids and divorce is never easy. But I am okay. Everybody keeps asking, are you okay? Are you okay? And I am. The answer is yes.
She looks really good.
Yeah, she
I'm just
does.
Saying, yeah. she looks really good. You can see more on all of these stories right now at kiss957.com/Courtney. All the hits, Kiss 95.7, Courtney and Kiss of the Morning, 6:50, first day of fall, and it's time to share good news. If you've got good news, maybe you bought some Mums yesterday and it's making you feel good, call us, 860-247-9570. Good news, someone in Connecticut could be a millionaire.
Yeah, they could be a $2.2 million millionaire.
Wow.
If you bought the Connecticut lotto ticket back in April down in Hamden, it was sold on April 24th at the Hamden Shell on 1994 Whitney Ave.
Mm-hmm.
Your ticket is set to expire on October 21st. And it's worth $2.2 million.
Oh, my God. You have to look. Look and see if you have that ticket. I know it's not me.
It's not me either. But, I mean, I know a lot of people, they'll buy a ticket, they'll throw it in their wallet or their purse or their glove box
or
the center console, and they'll forget about it. This ticket's worth $2 million, and
crazy.
I think that it's only a dollar ticket anyways.
And it's going to expire on October
5th? 21st.
Oh, October 21st. What happens, do you know, if it expires? Does it just go back into the pot, or what happens with that money?
No, what happens is everyone at the Connecticut Lotto gets a ticket, and then they just draw a name. And
you lie.
No, I believe it goes to this. I believe it goes into, like, the state treasury fund or something like that.
I don't know. Check your tickets.
Yeah.
Somebody is a millionaire out there. Listen, I've got not quite $1 million, but if you're looking for $50,000. Michelob Ultra is looking for a new CEO. That stands for Chief Exploration Officer.
Okay.
So they want you to travel the country, explore national parks over the next 6 months. They're going to give you a state-of-the-art van to live in and travel in.
Wow.
And the gig pays $50,000 for just 6 months of your time. And it includes free beer, but only on your days off.
That's awesome.
Only
like
on
that.
Your days off. So all that info will be on our blog if you want that job. $50,000, 6 months, and free Michelob Ultra. That's my good news. Gavin, what's your good news?
Well, also, if you're looking for a job, but this one doesn't offer any free beer or anything. But if you're looking for a job, the Macy's Fulfillment Center in Cheshire is holding a hiring event today. They're looking to hire 1,400 full-time and part-time seasonal workers for the upcoming holiday season.
Nice.
So a lot of people looking for jobs, and this job fair starts at 10 a.m. today and goes all the way till 2 p.m. So we got all the info up at kiss957.com if you want to go check out this event today.
Yeah, if you need a job. Hey, if you've got good news, call 860-247-9570. All the hits, Kiss 95.7, Courtney and Kiss of the Morning. All right, it is time for a little War of the Roses, guys. And we're going to Rocky Hill this morning.
Oh, nice.
Okay.
We have Teresa on the line having a problem with her husband, and we're going to find out what it is. Good morning, Teresa.
Good morning. How are you?
We're doing okay. I hope we can get you some answers this morning. I know, obviously, since you want to be on War of the Roses, that you think that your husband, Brian, may have a girlfriend or whatever.
Yeah, something's going on.
All right.
And I know I'm trying to listen to my instincts, but I need some help because all of my friends think I'm crazy.
Okay. Well, first of all, I don't think you're crazy. I feel like women's intuition is usually right on. So tell me what.
Thank you.
I'll let you know if you're crazy. I'll be the deciding factor
yeah, he
here.
Will. and before we call your husband or even decide to call him, I have to know why you think something's going on.
Because all of a sudden he's leaving to go to the gym. First of all, this man hates gyms.
Okay.
And nothing has changed.
Okay.
He says he's going to work out, but his body looks the same. I saw him get out of the shower, and I'm thinking, he's not losing weight, he's gaining weight. So I don't know what's going on with him. And I just feel like he's quaffing himself, which he actually used that word. And what man uses the word quaffing?
Gavin.
And all of a sudden, I'm thinking, something's not right here. There is something. That unibrow is all of a sudden not a thing. And I don't know, I just feel like he's lying to me.
All right, so he's not into working out, but claims when he goes MIA that he's at a gym.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, he's like, honey, I'm working on getting better shape. This is the time all my friends are doing it. Mm-hmm. This is what COVID taught us, that we've got to have good health.
Okay.
And I'm thinking, really? Because I saw you sneak a donut.
I mean, I don't mean to laugh. And so he's not looking like he's losing weight. Does he have gym clothes in a gym bag, or is he just, I don't.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
No, he's got, and let me tell you, because I do all the laundry for him, the kids, everybody.
Yep.
They look like they're brand new.
Like he's not worn them.
Oh, yeah.
No. I'm so suspicious. And I've said to my girlfriends, and they're thinking, you have too much time on your hands. You're overthinking this. He's not doing anything wrong, because, of course, everyone says, no, my gosh, Brian is the best. Everybody is so jealous of your relationship.
Wow.
But something's been going on, and I do have a lot of time on my hands, and I see a little bit more. Maybe I didn't before.
Okay, because I feel like women's intuition is on. If it's your intuition, you're getting a gut feeling that it's something more than going to the gym and working out, then I feel like we need to call him and see if we can get some answers.
Yes, thank you.
All right, if you're ready, we're ready. I think we need to do this. We're going to call Brian. We're going to offer him roses. We'll try to get some answers. You're going to be listening in, and we're going to patch you through when it rings so that at any point, if you want to confront him, you can, or I'll pull you in, whatever you're more comfortable with, okay?
Oh, I hope he sends these roses to me or our lovely mother-in-law. Don't get me started on that one.
You know, when we should be lifting this man up.
We're not going to bring him down.
Because he's trying to better himself.
Well, is he trying, though?
Like, she's calling him fat. Like, what's the deal? If I was calling a woman fat, like, people would be yelling
at me. She didn't say fat. She said doesn't look like he's losing
weight. Eating donuts, right. Yeah.
But that's not. You know what? Stay out of it.
To go to the gym.
Gavin, you're the guy.
Okay.
Hello?
Hi, good morning. Is Brian there, please?
Yes, this is Brian.
Hey, Brian. Hi, Brian. My name is Phil. I'm calling from Phil's Flowers here in Rocky Hill. We're a new flower shop in the area, and I just came across your number, and I have an amazing promotion I'd like to offer you. Are you interested in this?
Probably not right now. I'm not looking for flowers.
Well, no, these actually flowers are going to be 100% free and to give to someone special in your life. These are a dozen red roses, long stem, beautifully done. I actually handpick them myself. So I'd like to get these out to someone special in your life, if that's something you'd want to do.
I'll take some roses.
Fantastic, Brian. I mean, this is going to be your lucky day today and someone else's lucky day as well. So, Brian, let's get started here with the card. I have, you know, maybe one or two little sentences we can write in here. Anything you want to write?
Sure. I love our after-work rendezvous.
Oh.
Love our after-work rendezvous, yeah.
Okay, a little after-work rendezvous. Very nice. All right. And then, Brian, now who is going to be the lucky one getting these flowers today?
This would be Michelle.
Oh, Michelle.
Oh, my God. You've got to be kidding me.
Oh, no.
Surprise. Guess who's on the phone, hon? I cannot believe you.
All right.
I can't believe you.
Brian, it's Courtney and Kiss of the Morning. You're on the radio. It's Kiss 95.7. That's your wife, Teresa. Go ahead, Teresa.
Oh, you are so busted. Who is Michelle?
Is that little chippy? What is going on here? Hang on. Honey, what is this? What is going on here?
I have said that something's been going on, and you have been denying this. And all of a sudden, I'm going to the gym, and you look so much fatter, by the way. And all of a sudden, there's some chippy named Michelle. Is that the secretary that Paul hired?
No, I'm not doing this over the phone. We can talk later about it, but right now, you're not doing this on the phone?
Oh, you're not doing this on the phone because maybe your friends will hear? Maybe your friends will hear how much of a you are? Because
Teresa,
I think they need
stop,
to.
Okay?
Don't tell me to stop. Are you kidding me? I'm hanging up right now?
See you at home. And
do not hang up on me. Do not hang up on me.
Teresa, bye.
No. Oh, my God.
Did he hang up? He hung up. Oh, my gosh. Hold on, Teresa. Hold on.
Are you serious?
Teresa, are you okay? He hung up.
I mean,
After work rendezvous? So this girl, Michelle, he must work with?
Yeah, I knew there was his buddy Paul at the office had hired this new girl, which I thought was pretty weird during COVID to hire somebody. Yeah, I've been taking care of the entire family. I've been keeping this together, and he just, I knew it.
All right, listen, you know what? I feel so bad. My heart is breaking for you. I'm going to put you on hold so we can talk off the air. Let's not do any more on the air.
Can I say this? Yeah. That all women should listen to their intuition.
Well, don't say that. Not all women.
Oh, they should.
You know what? I believe in intuition, Teresa. I'm going to put you on hold. We're going to chat. We do offer and pay for marriage counseling and couples counseling, so it could be an option. Let me just put you on hold. I'm so sorry. Hold on.
Thank you.